Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The land use framework divides Alberta into seven large regions. Regional management plans set goals for conserving animals, plants, and various habitats like grasslands, wetlands, and forests. Research by the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute is crucial to the success of the land use framework. ABMI Scientific Director Dr. Jim Sheik explains.
The land use framework works at the broad regional scale, the scale that the ABMI was developed for, and goals and targets are developed for a wide variety of ecological things. Things like maintaining a certain amount of natural habitat, maintaining certain amounts of different kinds of critters. And so the ABMI supplies information to the land use framework to assess what is the present status of these ecological entities of which they're interested in. They call them indicators. What is the status of these ecological indicators, and how is that status changing over time?
Dr. Jim Sheik says the ABMI's data helps when balancing development and conservation within the regions. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.